I have so many updates top of mind, but I don't want to overstuff the episode, so I might just record two episodes in a row, and then hopefully we'll remember to schedule one for the next day instead of publishing them both right away. Anyway, here's more stories from Mike Cruz. That was my air horn. You get it.
Your Daily Lex.
So, this cruise had a thermal spa, and I liked the thermal spa on the previous cruise, so I checked it out. This time I only spent 1 hour there. The previous cruise I spent multiple hours over multiple days. You know, there are the saunas and the steam rooms, and I liked all those. And this one had a snow room, and that was cool because it was a room where there was a machine that made snow, and it was full of snow. And the instructions outside the door were go in there and either sit or stand and then deeply breathe in the cool, relaxing air. And that was kind of fun. And then it's also like, then take the snow and rub it all over yourself. And I was like, I'll rub a little bit on my arm as a token, but that's it. And that's what I did. It was cool, literally and figuratively. And I do love that thermal spa. I have no idea if it's actually good for me, but it feels like it could be good for you. So that's something. What else? Did several trivias. I won first place in afternoon trivia all by myself. I won a lanyard. I also came in first in Michael Jackson trivia, and another person did as well. And so they did a coin flip. And so I did not win the final prize, although I did tie for first. Liam really wanted to do three different trivias on our final full day. He wanted to do Beatles trivia. He wanted to do classic rock trivia, and he wanted to do King versus Queen trivia, which was Michael Jackson and Queen trivia. There was not enough time to get to Beatles trivia. That just wasn't doable. So we made sure we could get him to classic rock trivia. And Liam loves classic rock, and he had to get the song and the artist, and he went 16 for 16, as did two other tables. One of the people at one of the other tables was a singer on one of the songs. The woman who sang, I Would Do Anything for Love, But Won't Do That with Meatloaf. She was on this cruise, and she did a show that we didn't go to, but hers was the first song. So Liam nailed that one, and two other tables did as well. So there was another drawing, and he did not win the bottle of champagne. Later, he and I went to do the King versus Queen trivia. Luckily, I knew all the Michael Jackson stuff. He knew all the Queen stuff. Again, as did two other tables, and he didn't win that bottle of champagne either from the random drawing. But we still thought we did pretty well. So we were pleased with ourselves. He would have been more pleased if he got the champagne, but that's okay. There were four slides on the cruise ship, and Lee wanted to try them. And to get to one of the slides, I just had a big pause there because I had to go listen to yesterday's episode. I couldn't remember if I already told this story, but I didn't. So there were all these slides. And there were three, you know, normal slides and then one tube slide. And you could do the tube as a single or a double. And Liam had the order he wanted to do them in. And so we're doing to get to the slides, one of the ways you could get there was across this, you know, piratey bridge. And I really feel like I told the story. So if I told you already, I apologize. Because so it didn't wobble, but it was one of those big dip and lots of planks. Bridges. And as we approached it, I said to Liam, boy, that looks slippery. And then 1 second later, I slipped on it. It was painful. Nobody saw. God, I really feel like I told this story already. Sorry if I'm telling you the story twice in a row. It was painful to my feet and my ego, even though nobody saw this fall, not even Liam. He knew I had fallen because he heard me swear and he turned around. One foot got caught in it. You don't need all the details, but it was gross. I had massive bruises all over my feet. And Liam's like, can we still go? And I'm like, yeah, of course. So we still went on all the slides. And it's hard for your feet to heal from injuries because you're constantly walking on them. I'm doing better now. My feet are no longer really bothering me from that insane incident. But man, it was hilarious how bruised up they got in 1 second. Then we were at a beach break another day, and that place also had water slides. And I went down that slide and crashed my feet into the bottom of the pool, my already injured feet. So that was a lot of fun. But we had a good time. We enjoyed all the fun things. I really do like to get to do the, I don't care so much for the shows on these ships these days. Even though I'm a person who obviously likes shows, the shows they do on these ships are often so stupid. They get mediocre comedians, and then they do these shows that where they don't get the rights to actual shows. They just get the rights to sing cover songs, and it's with the most thinly sketched out storylines, and it's just very stupid. I find them very unimpressive, but everything else was a lot of fun. And even when I didn't win trivia, I came in second, so it was fine. And then when I won trivia, didn't actually win, also fine. And then when I did win trivia and I got a cool lanyard for my key, so proud, like unbelievably proud. I will never lose that lanyard. Although I currently have no idea where it is. I think it might be in my book bag. Anyway, those are some cruise stories. I'm going to record another episode now that you won't get to hear until Wednesday, if all goes right. Goodbye.
Lex.